By way of further introduction, there's a madrash in the Sifri, and the Sifri draws a very strong connection between the parasha of Tzitzis and the other parashas of the Shema. We'll say in this parasha, "Rishamayso, and you shall see it as chartims kol mitzvos Hashem. Lasisamayso, and you'll remember all the mitzvos of Hashem, and you'll perform them." Tzitzis is clearly there for a purpose, to remind us of all the mitzvos of Hashem. And the Medrash says, and this is the way the Gra renders the Medrash, Re'ei mitzvah zu zuchar mitzvah acheres. See this mitzvah, i.e. see a tzitzis, and remember another mitzvah. What is the mitzvah that you're meant to remember when you see a tzitzis? Ezoi, zekriya shema, the mitzvah of Shema. You're meant to see your tzitzis and remember the Shema. We normally think we read the parasha of tzitzis as part of the Shema, but actually it's meant to work the other way too. See a tzitzis and remember the Shema. Meaning the Sifri is learning, Uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem, all the mitzvahs of Hashem, that's referring to specifically the mitzvah of Shema. Why, though, would Shema be referred to as kol mitzvos Hashem? As mentioned before, the tzitzis is a sign, a seal of servitude, of our avdus of Hashem. And therefore, through your tzitzis, you remember Ol Malchus Shamayim, Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting the yoke of heaven. Alternatively, the Medrash says, Ein Ela Bechad Mesharei Kol HaMitzvos. Maybe it's referring to any other mitzvah. Talmud Loima comes to tell us, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm Hashem your God. Which is the idea of Ol Malchus Shamayim, of accepting ourselves on ourselves the yoke of heaven. Amras, Tsei Ure'e, go out and see. Ezoi parasha sheyesh bo kibul ol malchus shamayim umiyat b'avodah zarah, which is the parasha that has the acceptance of avodah zarah and also comes to exclude avodah zarah, idol worship. Hashem echad, Hashem is one, there's nothing else apart from Hashem. Ein ata moitze ele kriya shema. Kriya Shema is the one parasha that has both remembering Ol Malchus Shamayim, accepting upon ourselves Ol Malchus Shamayim, and also the denial of Avodah Zarah, of idol worship. Meaning this, the purpose of tzitzis is to remember Kriya Shema, is to remember the mitzvah of Shema. So foundational is the mitzvah of Shema to our lives that it's actually called Kol Mitzvos Hashem. That's crazy. That's wild. We have one mitzvah, one precious daily mitzvah, morning and evening, that contains within it elements that are so central, so foundational, that they're called Kol Mitzvos Hashem. And that's what we remember when we say when we wear our tzitzis. It gives us a new understanding about how important Shema is, and also what the tzitzis are meant to do. We might not remember every single mitzvah when we look at our tzitzis, but we certainly can remember the foundational points. We can remember Ol Malchus Shamayim, that we have a responsibility to accept upon ourselves the yoke of heaven. We can remember Hashem's perfect unity, Hashem Echad, and through that deny any legitimacy to Avodah Zarah. That's the centrality of Tzitzis. That's why it's here in the Shema.